Now, Matt, you are major tangled here.
No.
You need to come on out here and...
Are you okay?
We need to shake out your tubing a little bit because it's stretched and you're going to lose your oxygen.
You closed the apple, Joey.
That's my fault, I know.
Living with his mother in a basement apartment in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, near Washington, D.C., Matty spends most of his time tethered to breathing equipment, frequently gasping for air as he speaks.
Myotonic is a very rare form of muscular dystrophy called dysautonomic mitochondrial myopathy. And I have two brothers and one sister, only one of which I knew, Jamie, Katie, and Stevie, that died during young childhood. And my mom has the adult onset form of it. She is in a wheelchair. I'm also in a wheelchair. And I have the ventilator and the trach. I also have oxygen attached to the ventilator so that I'm not just breathing extra room air. I'm breathing hopefully 100% oxygen. And it makes me, I can walk a little bit to get foot away and reach something, but I get tired very quickly. I have difficulty breathing. And the dysautonomic part of it causes my autonomic or automatic system to malfunction and forget to do things that we do without thinking, like circulating oxygen and blood correctly. That's why I need a lot of blood transfusions and blood tests. And that's a disadvantage because I hate needles. I'm afraid of them.
The grim toll that muscular dystrophy has taken on Matty and on his family might well have crushed this slender boy with the short brown hair and the dimpled cheeks, who has spent so much time on hospital beds. It might have cheated him, at so young an age, of his sense of humor and of the fighting spirit required by anyone to defy a fatal diagnosis. But somehow Matty has far outlived the brief lifespan his doctors had initially predicted, and he's done so in part owing to his simply amazing attitude.
Well, I'm not the only disabled kid in the world. There's a lot of people, not just kids, that are sick in some way. And a lot of them are very sad about life, feeling down in the dumps. And I tell them, appreciate every moment of life. Because even though you live forever in a better place after you die, you should enjoy life on Earth while it lasts. And don't spend whatever time you have on Earth sitting in a corner feeling miserable for yourself. Remember to play after every storm. That's my life philosophy.
What does it mean to play after every storm?
Well, it means we all have life storms, times in our lives that are extremely sad, scary, angry, and instead of just suffering through them and then afterwards just sitting, crying, and waiting to be wiped out by the next one, we should celebrate together that we got through. Then when the next one comes along, work through and pull through and celebrate again. And always remember the bad times, but never dwell on them.